Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Trocon sent me a note about an interesting case out of Kentucky. And the question is, would 10 years in prison be a fair sentence for shoplifting $80 from a Walmart self-checkout? The Attorney General of Kentucky says yes, that would be appropriate. A lot of other people are saying not quite, seems a little excessive. 10 years for $80, but we'll get to the bottom of this. Andrew Wolfson wrote this for the Louisville Courier-Journal, and the woman was shopping at Walmart in Somerset, Kentucky, back in 2018 when she pulled what they call a switcheroo. Apparently, they put it in quotes, and they think that's a term of art, switcheroo. She switched the barcodes from a toothbrush holder with those from a more expensive children's rug and slipcover, and then checked herself out. She did this at the self-checkout. And, of course, she was caught in the act by a loss control associate who'd been watching her the entire time. The difference between the items that she paid for and the two that she actually got, $80.80. $80.80. Now, I know some people are going to push back on this story and say, Steve, you can't condone shoplifting. You can't say that it's okay to shoplift. I'm not saying that at all. I don't think anybody is saying that at all. What we're saying is the question is this, would 10 years in prison for shoplifting $80.80 worth of stuff, would that be an appropriate punishment? Instead of charging her with misdemeanor theft, which is standard for shoplifting crimes of less than $500, a Pulaski County prosecutor persuaded a grand jury to indict her for unlawful access to a computer. So basically saying that her act of swiping something incorrectly is the equivalent of computer hacking, because the device that's scanning, of course, is connected to a computer or is a computer or something like that, but somehow it's unlawful access to a computer. The prosecution and Walmart contended that when she misled the self-checkout scanners, she was tapping unlawfully into the sophisticated computer system to which it was connected. That offense is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Now, a jury found her guilty of that, but the Kentucky Court of Appeals spun it around, saying it would be inherently unfair to convict somebody of a Class C felony for theft of goods worth $80. Now, the entire thing boils down to a term, short phrase, in the law itself. The appeals court also said the crime didn't meet the statute's definition because the statute she was convicted of said that she had to use a computer without the owner's effective consent. And the question is, did she have consent to use the computer? Now, of course, people are saying, but the consent was only granted to use the computer properly. But that's not what the law actually says. It says using a computer without the owner's effective consent. And at the moment she was using it, she would have had their consent. That's how those things work. So she and millions of other Walmart customers have the retail giant's permission to use its self-checkout scanners to pay for merchandise. And that's what the appeals court wrote. However, just the other day, the Attorney General's office in Kentucky said they are going to ask the Kentucky Supreme Court to reinstate her conviction. And they have a whole bunch of other retailers who have signed on to this, saying that they want to see this case reversed. Now, understandably, self-checkout theft is a big deal. I personally don't like self-checkout. I go to a couple different stores. They have self-checkouts. They've got humans. I use the humans. And there's a reason for that. There's a couple reasons for that. One of which is they have a job. If they went to all self-checkouts, these people would lose their jobs. So I go to them specifically because I admire the fact that they have a job. And I want to encourage people who have jobs to work, okay? And I understand that if these stores had their way, they'd get rid of all of the checkouts, all of the human beings at the checkouts. And then I'm sitting there scanning my stuff, trying to get those plastic bags to open. I'm happy to let someone else do that for me, okay? So there is also, of course, a whole new lexicon of phrases that go along with people ripping off the self-checkouts. So, for instance, ringing up a steak as if it was produce is called the banana trick. You take the sticker off of a banana, you stick it on a steak, you scan it, next thing you know, you got charged as if it was a banana. Sticking an expensive item in your basket without scanning it at all is called a pass around. And it turns out that, again, they've studied this and figured all this stuff out. One study found that shoppers are four times more likely to steal from a self-checkout than a human cashier because it provides the illusion of anonymity and because it is so easy. A professor who knows all about this stuff, studying criminality, says most of us feel ashamed at getting caught by a fellow human trying to steal something. Removing the human eyes and replacing them with technology makes the process seem less shameful. They've done surveys that say that up to 20% of people will admit they've stolen at a self-checkout. Other people have written entire papers on this, including one called The Overworked Consumer, Self-Checkout Supermarkets and the Do-It-Yourself Economy. And meanwhile, some consumers think that they're entitled to take a few free items because they're doing all the work. Someone posted on Reddit a while back, and remember this, anyone who pays for more than half of their stuff at a self-checkout is a total moron. Now, of course, that's somebody posting that on Reddit anonymously. So, of course, this all leads to external shrinkage is one of the terms they use. So, here's the deal. Walmart now rings up more than half its sales in the U.S. at these terminals, according to Newsweek. Now, Walmart Media Relations did not respond to questions about this case, but Pulaski Commonwealth's attorney David Dalton also refused to say if it prosecuted this woman at the behest of Walmart or if this is something they decided to do on their own. At her 2019 trial, her attorney contended the charge should have been dismissed because Walmart had consented to her use of the computer, even if she used it to steal. But the judge ridiculed the argument and went and let this go to a jury trial. And the jury found her guilty. And a former Supreme Court justice who was assigned to the case as a special judge refused to dismiss the verdict. Recognizing, however, how severe the punishment was for this crime, he suspended the sentence on the condition that she commit no further crimes for 30 days. So she got off easy because the minimum was 5 years. And the judge suspended that and said stay out of trouble for 30 days, which is pretty much what probably would have happened to her on a shoplifting charge. However, she still would have been left with a felony conviction on her record, so she decided to appeal. Now, the case is the first in which a Kentucky appeals court will decide if prosecuting a shoplifter for a computer offense is justified. And so they've gone back and forth in this, and they argue about what the law says. And the law says a person is guilty of unlawful access to a computer, one, when he or she, without the effective consent of the owner, two, devises or executes a scheme or artifice to defraud. And there's two elements there. And so the scheme or artifice to defraud, you could say, is the misscanning of the items. But does the person have effective consent to use that device in the first place? And if you say, well, not if they're going to do a scheme or artifice to defraud, that's not what the law says. The law says you don't have the right to access it in the first place, and then you use it for an improper purpose. It would appear to me that, yes, she's using it for an improper purpose, but she had the right to access to it in the first place. And if you think about what these laws are really intended for, it's intended for the person who gets onto someone else's computer without their permission and hacks the computer or does something like that. So this woman's attorney says in his brief that in pursuing a felony conviction for a petty theft, the AG's office and the prosecutor's office have abandoned both common sense and empathy. He says both offices have neglected a prosecutor's overriding duty, which is to do justice. It's not just to get convictions. It's to do justice. Quoting the Court of Appeals decision, he said, when all is said and done, common sense must not be a stranger in the house of the law. So right now, there are laws in the books in Kentucky that punish shoplifters and even force them to pay restitution and costs and things like that. But the question is this woman a shoplifter or is she a computer hacker? So he said, I do not understand why the Attorney General is using its discretionary powers for this purpose. So the case went to trial after a grand jury issued an indictment. Grand jury issued an indictment. Then She goes to trial. She gets found guilty at trial. And then the Court of Appeals reverses that. And now the Attorney General of the state of Kentucky is asking the Kentucky Supreme Court to reinstate the conviction. And it is an interesting case. And again, like I said, I'm not condoning shoplifting. I'm not. I'm absolutely not. I do believe that you should be charged with the crimes you commit. And if found guilty, punished for the crimes you've been convicted of. But we know of examples where they overcharge people. And I think this is one of them. To say that somebody who's misscanning items at the checkout is a computer hacker versus just saying they're a shoplifter, to me, is a stretch. So I think it's a little bit overboard, but we'll see what the Kentucky Supreme Court says when they rule. Trocon sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Andrew Wilson wrote this for the Louisville Courier Journal. And the question is 5 to 10 years fair for shoplifting? $80 worth of stuff from a Walmart self-checkout, because the Attorney General of the state says it is. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I wish I knew at 30 half of what I thought I knew at 20.